Father, we thank you for this morning. We give you praise. Thank you for the opportunity that we have to gather around your word. We ask in the name of Jesus that you speak to us and cause the next few moments to be for light, and for lift. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen. Well, good morning. It's an honor to be in your space, being here in God's word. I trust that you rested well. There are two points that are, they sound alike, but I want to believe that they are just two sides of the same point. Number one, your healing is on legal grounds. So you don't just have a sonship right to healing. According to scripture says healing is a children's bread. Of course, it may not say that verbatim, you know, but it suggests that healing is a children's bread, meaning that a father will give bread to his child as a basic need. And in that same way, God our Father will give us healing just as a basic need, right? So, but beyond that, I want to make an assertion here as a father, for example. I may be tempted to look away from what is proper for, proper in a sense, in a very technical sense, you see, because for example, if it will hurt the child, I may not give it to him. I won't give it to him if it will hurt the child. But I want you to know that if something is not going to hurt him, it's going to do him good, it's going to help him, and ultimately it's going to make him happy. As his father, I want him to have it. It doesn't matter whether he qualifies. Sometimes I may not look at his qualification. If I'm just being a father, I may not look at his qualification. So somebody can argue that healing was given to us not really because of anything justified, but simply because God is our father. And that's enough reason anyway. Your sonship right is strong enough to get you your healing any day. But there's something else I want to point out, is that there is a legal ground for your healing. You were legally healed. If Christ went on the cross and curses everyone that goes on the cross, then your healing was given to you on legal grounds. Healing has been given to you on legal grounds. So it is said concerning the children of the covenant, Luke chapter 13 and verse 16, the Bible says, ought not this daughter of Abraham be made whole? Ought not. Isn't it proper for her to be healed? So, based on the fact that she's in covenant, doesn't it make sense, according to the law, for her to be healed? For example, there is a man, Bartimaeus, all right, the son of Timaeus, all right, he calls on his covenant, calls Jesus the son of David, and says he shall have mercy on him. Now, scripture records that Jesus stopped, all right? The cry for mercy, you always get the attention of Jesus. Jesus stops. Now, and Jesus answers him based on the covenant. Now, that means it is unlawful to deny your covenant partner of help. You do not deny a partner in the covenant. You don't deny. You don't say no to covenant partners. There's no no. There's no no in the covenant. All right. So we understand now the legal dimension of our healing. But I want you to understand that the second side of the coin is the illegality of sickness. Sickness has become illegal. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 6, I believe it is, and verse 30. It says, if somebody goes out and steals because he's hungry, the Amplified says, don't despise him. Nevertheless, if he is caught, that means, although the cause for which he is stealing is understandable, that is only until he is caught. So you can say, oh, the reason why I have a stomach ache is because I ate something and I ate late and all of that. And those things will make sense up until when you catch it as sickness. Every single time you catch sickness, you have caught a criminal. It is always a crime for sickness to be on your body. It is always a crime. For the believer, there is never going to be a time when sickness will be legal. There's never going to be a time. All right? If there is one unbeliever walking the streets healed, then there is no legal reason for you to be sick. And sometimes you really need to understand this and present your case while you are fighting to take back what is truly yours. Understand this, that healing is a legal property of the believer in Christ Jesus. Healing is a legal property of the believer in Christ Jesus. Every time you see symptoms, you have caught the thief. The thief wants to steal your healing, and so you should not let him do it. I trust that bless you. I'm sure God made me. I thought to bring you a word of faith and hope.